This is the first of an audio series introducing the A to Z of effective presenting. And in this first clip, we're going to cover A for audience. Now, if you're preparing a presentation, your very first consideration should always be, who is my audience? Who are those people out there? And why should they be interested in what I have to say? Now, presenters find this quite difficult to do because they're very preoccupied with their own world. They're very into their own material, their own stuff. They use their own particular language, their methodology. And quite often they'll find their message falls on stony ground. And that's because they haven't taken the trouble to understand what the audience would find particularly interesting at this moment in time. It's a really good idea when you're presenting to highlight an issue or a problem that the audience is facing at that particular time, because they're going to be very primed to want to know what you have to say next. They want to know what your answer is to a problem that they plainly have at the moment. But of course, you've got to get to know them first. Now, knowing the audience also has practical benefits. It's quite common, for example, for presenters to pitch something wrongly. The actual tone or the level at which it's put is inappropriate to the audience. There may be, they're too expert. They find what you have to say a little patronising because they know all this stuff already. When is he or she going to give me some insight? But more commonly, presenters find that their material simply goes over people's heads. It's far too complicated, it's too technical, it needs to be simplified. So in summary, make sure that your presentation is audience-focused. Remember, it's really about them rather than you. They're much more likely, if you do this, to pay attention throughout, to engage with you and your message. If you want to find out more about these and other tips, go to the A to Z of Effective Presenting in the shop section of www.mojoyourbusiness.com. Thank you.